Moed Katan, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. Here we have one of the Ikrei Halochas that are Negea to us in our practice of keeping the Halochas of Chol HaMoed properly. This is a Halocha that's known as Maisa Umon. The Mishnah's examples are Gabi Tvira. Now let's remember, Tvira is an Av Malach on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. There's no Heter Vechel Nefesh, of course, the Gabi Tvira. On Chol HaMoed, the Issa should be the same. Here also, it's Kimat Boru, that the gather of Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed is not an Issa to do a Malacha. There's no Issa of Maisa Malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Issa is that when one does a Maisa Malacha, so one is turning Chol HaMoed into a regular workday. The gedah advarim is that Chol HaMoed can't be turned to a yom chol. Any maisa will be mutter, but even where it does not compromise the simchas haregel, where it doesn't compromise the mikroi kodesh of Chol HaMoed, and any malacha will be also if it turns the day into a regular work day. So listen to what the Mishnah says. A hedya toifa kedarkoi. Somebody's suit rips. A hedya, it's somebody doesn't sew properly, just could hem up something in the house. Not professional job, he could do his regular job. Now, like Abishab, there's no nafkamina. It's all the same Av Malacha. But over here, just hemming up something, if you're a regular person, that's not your work day. Not what you do for work. You're not doing a job of somebody who's in the field. The Oman, a tailor, machliv. Not sure what the etymology of the word is, but machliv over here means that he has to sew improper stitches, one up, one down, not even stitches. Again, the word over here is not shinui. We're not being matter malach al shinui. It wouldn't be mutter. If somebody would sew stitches that are not perfectly regular, avada would be chayiv. It'd be chayiv skill on Shabbos. The point is over here that it's not the regular tailor doing his work day. Not the regular work day. So now the work is not done the regular way. Of course, one shouldn't gather up a bunch of stuff and leave them for Chol HaMoed. We're talking about something over here which ripped, which needs to be fixed. Be yomtiv. Let's say a person gets a flat tire. So there's two ways to fix a flat tire. You could have a temporary spear, or you could replace the tire. Replacing the tire is a maisa umon. Fixing a flat, even plugging, that's not something that's a maisa umon. So well, that could be done. Here's another example. Umesargin es hamitois. The siruge hamitois were straps that they had going from one side of a frame to another, and that's what held up that was the mattress. They didn't have regular mattresses. They had straps that went from one side to the other. It was crisscross, b'shesi ve'erev, and those straps could be put, again, Shabbos Yom Tov, this is oirig. It's like you're weaving straps, or it looks like oirig al kaponim. You're weaving back and forth, and you have to pull them tight. So that you're not allowed to do. But over here, you're allowed to put the straps on. Rabbi Yossi Oymeh Mematchen. The Gis over here is now with Af Mematchen, which would sound like he's more Mater. The Gemara's move over, Rabbi Yossi is Machmer. You're not allowed to be Misargin. All you're allowed to do is you're allowed to pull them tighter. If they loosen up and now the straps are sagging, you're allowed to pull them tighter in order to be able to lie down on them. Mishnah Tes. Ma'amidin Tano v'kirayim v'rechayim b'moyed. Tano kirayim v'rechayim, these are musogim that we have in Masechet Shabbos, that Tano v'kirayim is two different types of stoves. One's from the top, one's from the bottom. The heat of one is more than the other. That's why there's halachas that negeh over there. L'gav Hashem yichata b'kholim. Rechayim is a mill. All these things, in order for them to stand firm, to be able to use properly, they cemented into the ground with cement. That's what this mamidin means. Mamidin means that this is something you're allowed to do. Or let's say you're covering a ton of kirayim for insulation purposes. You're covering it with lime, with tit, with cement, in order that it should protect the heat. That you're allowed to do. The reason why there's a heter, and it's klar in the Gemara that you're allowed to do this even with a maisa umon, which is not like we learned before. Legabe Arigo and Legabe Tviris, because over here, since you're doing a malacha, but you're doing it litzorich oichol nevesh. The machshire oichol nevesh, cooking and baking and everything else properly, is tone these clay hachona so achilo. So, you're allowed to prepare them even in the Maisa Umon. Rabbi Yehuda oime ein mechapshin es arechayim batchilo. What you're not allowed to do, he says, is in order for the mill to be used, for the rechaim to be used, you have to mamish sharpen the stones with a certain umnius. That's already too much. That's already too much. Even though it's tzarech ha'chol nefesh, that's already something that could be done, that you're only allowed to do on a weekday. It's again, this is by rechaim chadoshos, patchilo. But once it was used and it got worn out, it got rubbed out, it was dull, so you'd be allowed to sharpen it. Tanakama holds not that way. Tanakama holds that since it's for Eichel Nevesh, that you're allowed to do.